Okay. Yeah.
I am not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Whoa, what's up, everybody? It's another episode of Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
No cool intro. What?
Why did I even say it that way?
I don't know why you did that. I do not control you, as we have discovered in our, what is it? Our prison.
Yeah.
No, we actually had a crazy day. I don't really want to discuss too much what happened, but last night at what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Our TV decided, not our living room TV, our bedroom TV was like, and I'm done.
I mean, it was like, what, 12 years old or something, we decided.
It was, I know it was 12 years old. It was my first TV that I ever bought myself, like expensive. We're talking HD TV here, folks, not a $200. What, they were like flat screen back in the day. Like they had just come out with these flat screen, but they weren't high def. I had bought one of those for like $200 back in the day, but this was my first big living room TV. It was 1080p and it died. It's dead.
Yeah. With no warning or anything, because it worked fine the night before. And
yeah. And we only watched it at nighttime for 30 minutes, roughly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was used like a total of 5 hours a week. It's not even, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So we set it on the curb in the rain and someone took it.
Yep. Someone took that busted ass TV.
A wet, broken TV.
Maybe they fixed it. Maybe they made it better.
$1 billion off of it.
Maybe I'm not sad. Yeah, maybe they did make a lot of money off of our TV. They're rich now. They're, all their worries and problems are over, and it's all because I set out the TV. I set it out there and saved their lives.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But our kick-ass neighbor, he saw us outside.
We were putting it out on the curb.
And, oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And it was like, I don't know, 7:45 this morning, and he was like, hey, you set that out there. Someone's going to take it. And we talked about how it broke and he was like, oh, do you need a TV? I have an extra one if you want it.
He was straight up about to loan us an extra TV to make sure we weren't bored.
I know.
Bored.
So nice.
Yeah. I love that dude.
Yeah. He is very nice.
Charles. He's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. It's, well, hospitality. What? People say that it doesn't exist anymore, but it was here.
Yeah.
It was here.
Yeah. We've seen it.
Speaking of hospitality, I was finally able to go get some beer, some real beer. I went to Brutal Beer Works last Thursday. I believe it was. And I picked up Hopademic, their new, one of their new hazy IPAs. They have a lot of new beers. They have a blueberry one that's coming out that I really want. And I'm going to give this beer 4.9. Oh my God, this beer is so good. I love it.
Hmm.
I know you don't love it, Caitlin.
I mean, I don't really drink any of that.
Why is that? Why do you not like to drink beer at all? Well, you do. You like to drink.
Every once in a while, I like it. It's just, I don't know. I get on this kick where all I want to drink is wine, and then all I want to drink is beer, and then all I want to drink is
not
liquor. And
you're drinking,
what do you mean it's not beer?
Dos Equis and Shiner. That's not.
I drink other beers than that.
Like what?
I don't know.
Calling you out on this beer podcast. What else? What else do you drink?
Like any of the breweries that we go to?
Yeah, sours, I guess.
Is that not considered a beer to you?
No, you don't. I'm like, the last time when we go to Division, you'll have a pint and maybe a quarter of one.
Someone's got to drive.
That's not why, though. It's because you don't love it all.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, though, because you don't like IPAs. We know that. But you do like sours, right?
Yes.
And floral. What are they called? The floral. Anything that's pomegranate or...
I don't like pomegranate.
You drink the pomegranate beers. They're sours. I'm trying to think. You tell me.
I like sour beers and I like stouts.
Do you? Stouts?
And I like Mexican lagers.
Yeah.
That one from Funky Picnic's pretty good.
Yes, it is. Yeah, he had the cactus beer that you drink. That was really good.
Yeah, that was.
The name was a mouthful. And I love Michael Harper. You're a bro for life, sir. But your names are very difficult for me to remember. Except for Bob, we had a baby and it's a boy.
Yeah.
Which I think that's, it's an IPA, but I don't think that, there's a lot of, he has a lot of cool beer names. And he uses a lot of 2 to 3 word beer names, which is really interesting. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is great. It was really cool going in there and seeing Jason and Eric and getting beer from them. I was like, yeah, so cool. We're like, how are you doing? Yeah. How are you doing? Yeah.
It is cool that those places are still open and able to
do their
work.
Yes.
That they're considered essential.
Very important. Yeah, it is kind of interesting that it's Texas, or it's alcohol. They're like, yeah, everybody needs alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's what they do, right?
Yeah. I mean, to get through it all, everybody needs it.
Needs alcohol. But don't worry. You can't have that weed. Don't touch the weed. You can't have that. Well, I guess we'll go right into a couple of interesting topics besides our TV blowing up. There was something else we had to do, too.
We waited around for our air fryer to show up.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, all this package stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys out there are ordering anything, but it's ridiculous.
I know. I've been online shopping a lot more than I usually do.
Because you can't leave.
And I'm just bored. So I'm like, oh, let me just... right before we started, I was just looking on Amazon for literally nothing that I need. Just looking.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, what can I order? But then I order it and get disappointed because it takes a week and a half now to show up. Like, who has time for that?
Well, longer than that.
And it seems even longer because all we're doing is sitting here.
Yeah, it doesn't quite make sense. It's not fair.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with ordering stuff and them taking forever. And I understand that maybe they, I don't know, because you have to have your employees at your places that ship or else you're not making any money. You're making zero.
Yeah. I mean, maybe because there's so many people ordering right now and they have like half the staff so that they're, you know, however many people are supposed to be in a crowd together kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe they're disinfecting everything before they send it.
The other places are still going full strength. It's just weird. Like a restaurant can have a manager and two people and they're operating just fine.
Yeah. It is silly though, because like we ordered some clothes a couple weeks ago and I'm like ready for them to be here. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to go put on a pair of jeans right now. Why would I?
Hey, I've been dressing up every day.
I know.
Leave me alone.
I'm like, I've been rotating the same four pair of sweatpants. So like,
grosser.
I mean, I wash them in between.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I going to wear?
Clothes?
I did wear jeans today.
I like getting dressed. It makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Meh.
I know people probably don't believe me, but I try to get up, do everything like I normally would. Breakfast, take my herbs and whatever else that I take. I try to eat the breakfast on time and try to take a shower and go through the entire routine. Socks, shoes, only to walk across the hallway. Right into my office.
Yeah, I know you do. He still like gets everything ready the night before and puts his shoes out. And every time you grab the shoes, I'm like, why are you wearing shoes inside? Like, just,
well, you know why
you're going to the office.
You know exactly why I wear shoes.
Yeah, so you don't slip and fall like I did.
Yeah,
holding our child.
We didn't have to tell that story, but this house is crazy slick floors.
Yeah, I mean that is what I get for walking in socks.
Yep. And, well, you weren't walking.
/ running in socks while carrying Connor.
You were goofing around.
It's my own fault. I was trying to be silly and make him laugh, and it didn't work out very well.
That's what I always do, is try to be silly and make him laugh. I get it.
Let me tell you something, folks. Don't fall down when you're 30. You'll hurt for like a week and a half.
You were 29 then.
Oh, it was like 2 days before my birthday.
Whoa.
Close enough.
No. I was here, though, because I had to pop out of the office real quick. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared. I hate that, because whenever I hear you run across the house, I'm like, what happened? What happened?
You were probably scared because I screamed your name like a crazy person. And
no.
I mean, anyways, let's change the topic.
You brought it up. I was just talking about getting dressed.
Yeah, because you're being a weirdy wearing shoes.
But I said I know why I wear shoes, mm-hmm. and it works out well for mm-hmm. me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ma'am you? I ma'amed you.
Okay, sir.
Never mind. Ma'am. Yeah. Of course, not a lot of stuff going on. We started rewatching The New Girl for whatever reason. Like, for those of you that have had babies before or children, it's very easy to do the half-hour comedies. So we're back into that.
It is, because starting anything new while Connor is awake is hard because you can't really put your full attention on the TV. Yeah. So replaying those 30-minute comedies or whatever is the easiest thing. And we've rewatched The Office way too many times again recently. I don't even know how many times I've seen that show. So it was between Parks and Rec and New Girl, and we chose New Girl this time. And I like it still. I mean,
yeah, it's fine. Actually.
She's kind of annoying, to be honest.
Which is funny.
I love Schmidt. He's my favorite.
She's the number one she's the character, the star of the show, and yeah, she's the most annoying.
Yeah, she's the main character.
Yeah, Schmidt wins for sure.
Oh, yeah. There should just be a show about Schmidt, to be honest. I think that would be better.
I think there was a movie called About Schmidt, and it starred Jack Nicholson in it.
Really?
Not even joking. Had nothing to do with that Schmidt, but...
I'm sure it came out way before.
Ah, this keyboard kills me. Yep, About Schmidt, 2002, Jack Nicholson. I don't even remember what it was about. A quiet ex-insurance actuary is unhappily married to Helen and brooding over the forthcoming wedding of his daughter Janine to Randall Hertzel. When Helen suddenly dies and he finds the love letters to her from his best friend. Ooh, whoa. Now I kind of want to watch that now. That's probably one of those movies that came out 2002. I was barely 18. So I promise you that movie came out and I was like, but I've gone back and I've talked about this on the show before. I've gone back and watched some of those movies like that. And then I'm like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yep.
I was 12, so I can guarantee I didn't see it.
Well, you might have. Your parents watch a lot of movies, which is good. That's not a negative thing. They do. They watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, they do. So I feel like back then we didn't watch that many movies, though. Really? It was more like TV, sitcoms, whatever. We'll probably watch an Alias or something.
Well, back then, 2002, TGIF was still thriving. Watching Urkel and Boy Meets World and all those fun shows.
Yeah.
All the good stuff. Yeah, we didn't watch any movies this week, I don't think. I don't feel like we did.
Yes, we did.
Did we? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I watched... Spoiler... Well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I watched that Mortal Kombat cartoon, and I'm going to make Chris and Rhodey sad, and anybody...
Was it terrible?
It wasn't very good.
I could have told you that.
Could you?
Yes.
No, you couldn't have.
No, we watched something together, though, and it was pretty good. But I don't remember what it was. Maybe that was all these days are like going together. I don't remember how long ago it was.
Yeah, I'm thinking as hard as I can. And I don't remember any movies or anything. I just remember, like I said, I remember Mortal Kombat, but we watched The Invisible, but that was, we already talked about that.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. I'm pretty sure that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. We did get, there is a release date for HBO Max, which May 27th. I'm pretty excited about that.
Probably. So that's just like another streaming service with all their biz on it?
No, it's HBO Go, which we paid for before in the past for a long time anyways.
Uh-huh.
They're adding all of the Warner Brothers stuff, all of it. Big Bang Theory, all anything Warner Brothers related, all DC movies, all DC cartoons, all that stuff. And they got Cartoon Network, so they're going to have South Park and Rick and Morty and all that. And WB owns Friends, but the Friends will all be there. So you're talking about...
So basically what I said.
No, HBO Go times 1,000. It's not another streaming service. It's HBO adding all this Warner Brothers stuff to their service. They were supposed to have a Friends reunion on there, but it's been delayed due to the virus.
Everything's delayed.
Yep. So no, it's going to be... I think it's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
HBO does great things for the most part.
Yeah, I like a lot of the stuff on HBO.
Except for season 8 of Game of Thrones.
God, that was dumb. Oh, so dumb. Can we just erase that and act like it never happened and then it again?
Also, the last 3 episodes of Silicon Valley were pretty hairy.
I don't even remember them now.
Exactly.
I actually really liked that show, too.
Exactly. That's why. It was that bad. No good.
I did. Was that an HBO show, The Night Of?
Yeah, that was good.
That was a really good show. I need more shows like that.
Yeah, the one-offs. That was supposedly The Watchmen that's on HBO that I will watch when we get it. It was a one-off. So I kind of like that. I'm with you there, too, because then you don't have to worry about, is it getting renewed, season 2? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I like that kind of thing. But then those shows are always the ones that I'm like, oh, there should be a second season to this.
No, you're right, but no.
The Watchmen, like the...
comics.
Yeah.
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 You think that the... Oh, crap. Oh, like Ray Donovan, they're in season 6. They just finished season 6 or something and got canceled. I'm like, how can you do 6 years and end on a cliffhanger? It's like, man, that just makes me upset.
I probably knew that, but at the same time, I feel like this is the first I'm hearing that it got canceled. Maybe that's why we never finished it.
It was bad.
It should have ended after,
yeah.
I mean, that main event that happened. Honestly, if you haven't seen it by now, like
that's
that's on you.
No, it's not. some people are going to wait for HBO Max and watch it, even though it's a Showtime show. So I don't know how that's going to work, but they're going to do it. They're going to pull it off somehow. Yeah. The Scoob movie, that is now coming straight to On Demand. It's not going through theaters, which I am like shocked that a big property like Scooby, they're just going to skip the theater.
Huh.
It's coming straight to the DVD, straight to it. You can buy it for $24.99 or you can rent it for $19. And then it's like that for a month, I think. And then it goes to, you know, like your normal pricings.
Is it just like another Scooby-Doo mystery?
You watch the trailer with me and Rhodey. It's where little Scoot Scoob meets Shaggy, and it's the origin story of how it all started.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The animation looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks crazy good. But I couldn't believe it. Like, and I wish these movies would come out and, yeah, see, look at the animation. He's all, like, pretty cute looking. Oh, no, don't play the trailer. But, I mean, I hope that this becomes a new thing. I read that the Trolls movie that went straight to On Demand, they only made like $40 or $50 million so far. And that's a big hit.
I mean, that sucks. But at the same time, do movies really need to make that much money?
They do.
But why?
Because that's how they up the production. So like if you were to walk into a Star Wars movie and they're like, hey, you can spend $250 million and make $1 billion, or you can spend $70 million and make $300 million. Like when you scale it down, they're not going to be as big. They're not going to be as, you know, the big is like glamorous, you know, boom, yeah. Boom. It's going to be smaller, less cast members. Like they'll have to cast, you know, we can't get Brad Pitt and George Clooney. We can only get one of them. And then one of these newer people, which is good for newer people. I'm not knocking that part, but it'll be different for sure. But like, I don't know. I'm excited. I want to be excited about it, but at the same point.
Well, yeah. I mean, eventually though, if everything was knocked back like that, then everything would follow suit, you know, if it lasted long enough. In my mind, I don't know that that's true or not, but.
Well, it's a ratio, you know, the ratio of Marvel's like every $2 you spend, you make $5. So it's just weird. And without the theater potential, when you cut off those crazy tickets that people pay for, and you're only getting the video on demand, and you're only getting the people, well, you said it best, that people are putting these on Blockbuster real fast.
I know, like the people that are actually going to pay for it, because literally
there's not going to be as many doing that.
There's no way to stop people from stealing it.
And it's also unfair to judge it right now, because I promise you, out of everything somebody could buy right now, they're going to buy alcohol, they're going to go out and eat, they're going to get groceries before they spend $20 on a troll movie.
Yeah. No.
So it's not quite fair. Like, we would need a blockbuster movie like Black Widow to be released this way to see exactly what the market's going to be. You would need something like that. Yeah,
a huge movie.
Yeah. And Scoob might be a good one. Like I said, I'm still, when I read the news, I was like, there's no way they wouldn't reschedule this. I mean, we're rescheduling everything right now, and we're going to let this come out. It's crazy. May 15th still.
I mean, maybe they're gearing it or hoping for all the kids that are home.
Look at all
parents
this.
Buy it for them.
Zac Efron's playing Fred. You got Amanda Seyfried playing Daphne. Just nuts. And then the original dude that did Scooby's voice, he's playing Scooby.
That's awesome. And, I wonder how old that guy is.
Oh, yeah. Look, he looks pretty old.
I can't see it.
And I believe Will Arnett is playing. Will Arnett is playing Shaggy. Yeah, Will Forte. Sorry. Will Forte is playing Shaggy. That's who I meant.
Oh, that guy.
Yep, from Last Man on Earth.
He's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
He's one of those people, though, that is like, you can't stop watching him. It's like a train wreck. Or something.
Oh, there's that skit that he does on the airplane about the crying baby. Oh,
yes, it's so uncomfortable. It's like cringeworthy, but you can't stop looking at it.
Right. Yeah, you can't. It's
like
crazy.
A human Michael Scott.
But yeah, I mean, I don't, it's just, it's hard to predict. Everything's really hard to predict right now. So
mm-hmm.
You think you're, you know, you've been working in a certain industry for so long and you know how things go. Or, I mean, I've studied movies. Like, I'm not going to ever say I know how it works, but I have a general understanding of how that business works.
The world is just, it's too unpredictable right now to even be able to say for sure that anything specific is going to be happening. Right. Even with our jobs or whatever. I mean, who knows where we'll be in 2 months.
Yeah, you said what? Denver might keep schools closed until 2021. January
2021.
That seems like someone's internet blog they wrote.
I know.
I wouldn't jump on board with that just yet.
Well, yeah, especially because there's places that are reopening and
of course
only in the United States. Other countries are like, y'all are idiots.
Yep. They're pointing.
But what's new?
Pointing and laughing at us.
Yeah, I did see somebody posted something about, I'm going to let all y'all go out for the first couple of weeks and get sick before I go. That's the truth.
Then I'm like, hey, everybody.
That's when I'm going to start wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with you. I don't know how all that's going to go down. The whole reopening slowly, it's all creeping me out a little bit. I don't even like thinking about it.
I just kind of feel like it's too soon to actually see the benefits that this has brought us, I guess. If there are benefits, but they didn't let it go on long enough in my mind to actually get any benefits from it. They're like, hey, stay home. Okay, never mind. You know?
Yeah.
It just wasn't. And it sucks. Nobody wants to just sit around the house and not be able to go anywhere and only go to grocery stores and go one way down the aisle and wear a mask. And no one wants to do it. But if it needs to be done, then keep doing it.
I think all this has nothing to do with all that. It has to do with people needing money and needing jobs.
Well, yeah.
That's what it all has to do with. Oil was like negative $40.
Then give us another stimulus checks.
Yeah. Just keep paying us.
Although I'm so down for that cheap gas. I filled up my SUV for $19.
Nice.
It's a 16-gallon tank. And I was like, what is even happening? My sister said she got gas for 78 cents the other day because she had like 10 cents off at Brookshire's or something. And so she filled up her car for 78 cents per gallon.
Yeah.
That's insane. Even when I started driving when I was 16 or 17, however old I was, it was not that cheap. I think it was like just over a dollar or something.
Right.
It's crazy. Honestly, I would be happy if gas stayed as low as it is.
Of course we would, but it's just
not feasible.
Nope.
I didn't really think about it. I read something about people wanting or saying that they would take the higher gas prices so their loved ones can go back to work because all the oil field people are out of jobs or losing their jobs or whatever because the gas prices are so low.
Yeah, but the reality of it is they're losing their job because of those big ass corporations.
Yeah, they don't.
The same reason why these places had to get rid of everybody after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we can't pay you anymore. Bye. Like, what are you doing with your money?
Yep.
You made a Exxon like, what, $20 billion? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's another one of those things that's like, why do they need to make that much money?
Yep. I just read something about Disney employees and their $1.5 billion bonuses. It's just like, okay, whatever.
What?
Whatever. It ain't my, that's has nothing to do with me.
Like, what part of the Disney?
All of it. They all get, all those upper level executives get billions of dollars.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what they do. Like the Kevin Feige, the Marvel guru. I mean, he's no telling how much money he gets for just saying, yeah, let's make that movie.
How do you get those jobs?
Mostly luck and knowing people. It's networking. Really is.
Yeah.
You find the right person. It's like you're a janitor on a movie set and some dude's like, hey, man, and you go get drinks with him. He's like, you should come be my producer and then, hey, you should be a director. And unfortunately, it's not usually, hey, I made a movie on YouTube. Now I'm going to go make a real movie.
Right.
Or what are the Kickstarters? You haven't seen very many of those movies.
Yeah.
Where are those Kickstarter movies at? Eminem did something cool, which is really funny, though. I forgot that he has a food truck type situation called Mom's Spaghetti. And he donated a bunch of his mom's spaghetti to Detroit hospitals.
That's awesome.
I thought that was awesome.
It's awesome that he donated all the food, but also, like, what a great name for a food truck.
Yep. Mom's Spaghetti. It's like a vendor. It might not be a full-on food truck, but I know at, what's that big music festival, Coachella? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He had a tent out there serving mom spaghetti. It's like,
that's
genius,
awesome.
Dude. Genius. I thought that was cool. And I'm reading about Netflix here. It said they had doubled their expected signups because of the coronavirus, but they think it's all going to fade away.
Yeah, all those people will probably
go back to work.
Cancel it when they go back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get someone's password again.
We'll see. That's one of the things that I cannot wait to see what happens. Like all these people getting takeout. Like, are they still going to get takeout? You mentioned this. I think a lot of people are still going to get takeout. I think that it's like, man, this is easy. This is easier than having to go sit down and wait and all that.
Oh,
or
yeah.
They're going to be like, I like this. I like coming home and having a restaurant dinner on the kitchen table with the kids, watching whatever show I want to watch.
I mean, with small kids, that's so much easier because if Connor runs around and tears up my house, like it's me that cleans it up or whatever. And I don't have to worry about him going and getting hurt because our house is baby proof. But like at the restaurant, he's got to sit down and be quiet and stay in the booth or wherever. And that's hard for a toddler. And so, I mean, yes, I love going and out to eat and the social aspect of it and going and sitting on the patio and whatever. But I can see it going both ways and it being much easier and more relaxing to stay home, I guess.
Yeah.
I think people might just get so used to staying home that they're not going to want to go out. It could go one of two ways. They're either everybody's going to flood the streets and want to just be out all the time, or they're just going to be used to it and stay home. Especially those people that have like social anxiety and things like that. I think that they're going to stay home.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's what
they're,
I said.
It's become comfortable. And I think that maybe we'll see a rise in anxieties and things like that because people have been home for 2 months, you know, on their own now and venturing out into the world and whatever and getting in big crowds and all that again is going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. So we said it last week. It's all going to be interesting to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
How long it takes to go back to normal or if it ever does. I mean, there's going to be percentages. Like, whereas 100% was this way, it'll probably be like 98 now. You know, 2% will fall off.
Yeah.
4% will fall off, or the movie theaters, 10% will fall off. There will be a fallout.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be a little bit different. And maybe some things will be better. Maybe some things will be worse. I don't know. Pretty excited. Google Duo is improving their video quality. Yay! So we can FaceTime with our relatives in clearer version.
That's nice.
Final Fantasy VII Remake. Everybody's digging that. I don't personally have it. Anybody out there that has it? I know Blake has talked about it. It's pretty cool. It's not a lot of technology going on, which really sucks because that's one of my favorite things in life, period. Love it. Ooh, I can get a new CPU chip for $100. I know you're excited about that, right, Kaylin?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
I don't really even know what that does.
No, you don't.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, not much going on. I've been following, like, apparently there's going to be new Samsung and iPhone phones that are cheaper and more affordable.
Huh.
iPhone has a $399 iPhone, so...
Really?
Yeah.
But does it do anything?
It's just a phone. Like, how much different is, like, the worst phone this year? Like, a 2020 phone. I'm not talking about a 1980s phone. A 2020, the worst phone in 2020 versus the high-grade one. How much possible difference can there be between
those two
phones?
Literally nothing.
Well, yeah, there's going to be better phone. There's going to be better storage. It's going to be faster playing games. There's going to be differences. But, you know, what's the true measurement, you know?
In reality, I mean, what do you really need a phone for? Getting a hold of people, making calls and text messaging.
Well, I need it so I can...
That's really it.
I got pop balloons.
What?
I need it for popping balloons. Toon Blast.
Oh, okay.
Don't make fun of my games.
You've literally been playing that game since Connor was born.
Yep,
it's kind of ridiculous.
It's a thing. Now I want to play it till I die.
What level are you even on?
I think 4,000. 4,000. That's nuts.
Oy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm caught up to the developers. I have to wait until they make new levels.
Are you kidding?
They put out new levels every 2 weeks.
What happens if they just stop? What are you going to do?
Just quit playing. I mean, what choice do I have? I guess I could start over.
Oy.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Caitlin. I have been listening to the same old music, nothing too exciting. We can listen to a little preview of this Black Dahlia murder that I was listening to. Oh. It's actually really good. I'm sure you love that.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I absolutely like the city a lot. It's a brand new record called that's the song, Verminous. Good record. I love it. It's been good. Metal has been good. I'm surprised that more bands aren't putting out CDs right now, because people can only sit around and listen to CDs, and that's what I'd be doing. I'd be writing music like crazy. And I think we've mentioned Mike Shinoda on here. He's just beat making like crazy. If you are bored and you want to watch Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park make a beat, just follow him on YouTube, because...
Does he do it live?
Every day, yeah. And he'll answer questions and stuff. Like, people are asking him questions and he just looks at the screen and answers, hey, John 7245, yeah, when we went and did this, we did this. I'm like, whoa. So...
That's crazy.
Sit there and talk to Mike Shinoda. He's a pretty cool dude. And I really love his solo stuff.
Yeah,
which is weird, because we never would have thought we would have. And that was right around the time Connor was born, too. So it's almost two years ago.
Yeah, when all that came out. Because we listened to it when we were in the hospital.
Yeah.
We were packing up the room to go home.
I think we're actually close to Chester's. It's almost been 2 years since he killed himself, I guess. It's very close. I know it was like April or May. Oh, okay. I was way off. July 20th, 2017. So it's almost been 3 years. Oh, phew. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, that doesn't add up, though, because Connor was born in June, but it was a year before. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
That's crazy.
We listened to that record for like almost 18 months. I still do off and on.
It was good. I really liked it.
Yeah. And I found that the first... So I don't remember what got me to start following him on YouTube, and that's where I saw the first video that he played was one of his new songs, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I remember you showing it to me because it was really trippy.
Yep. And I was like, man, this was the actual song that got me all, it's like, oh, the chorus on this thing, it's just like, oh, wait.
It's so good. And he made it all himself, right?
Yeah. Well, he was shooting the videos out in the cities, and it's like, man. Yeah, he does everything himself. And they'll tell you. The chorus are really big, too. Jesus. Woo! Yeah, I got goosebumps already from listening to 30 seconds of that song.
It's so good.
Yeah, go get that. Go listen to that Mike Shinoda record if you have Spotify or whatever. I don't even know what it's called. I think it's just straight Mike Shinoda, to be honest with you folks. Now I feel bad that I don't know what the record's called. Hold It Together. Oh, I was listening to all the instrumentals. Anyways, it's worth a listen to. Other than that, I'm not... Same old stuff. Nothing has stuck out to me music-wise. Sports, though, boom, the draft is going to be tomorrow, and I cannot wait to watch this weirdness.
It's going to be so odd from his basement, right?
Yeah, and everybody's at home.
I would like to see how decked out Roger Goodell's basement is.
All the teams are at home. It's weird. Yeah, I'm like, it would kind of suck, like, they're not able to meet with the kids like they normally do. Like, they're not able to call the... Hey, college kid, come work out so we can see if we want to draft you. So it's going to affect a lot of the kids, too.
Well, and it just kind of sucks, too. Like, you've worked up your whole career so far, high school, college, whatever, to this moment to go to the draft and sit at the table and do whatever and all that business that they do. And it's so different. Like, you just don't get that same satisfaction, I think.
Nope.
It's kind of sad. Yeah. At the same time, though, it is also... you're part of history with the pandemic and all of that. So look at it both ways, I guess.
I don't know. It's like missing out on the lottery, though. Like,
right.
And if you
don't get drafted, you could always in the back of your head say like, man, if they could only have seen me work out, I would have been drafted that first year or whatever.
No. Yeah, that's a possibility. But what I was saying was, the first round of the draft, there's 32 draft picks, I believe. And those are usually the only ones that show up to the draft place and get their hat on live stage and all that business.
Oh, okay.
There's probably, I'm not even going to speculate, I would say at least 250,000 college athletes that play every year. And then I'd say easily over 1 million high school athletes. So to be one of those 32 once a year that gets to walk on that stage, that's probably as hard as winning the lottery.
Yeah.
So to have won the lottery, basically, and then been told you don't get to do that.
Yep.
That is horrible. So
you still win, but from your own living room.
Yeah, you don't get
sorry if you live in a crappy place.
You don't get to leave the, and it was going to be in Vegas too, which is crazy. Those kids would have been partying. Ooh, but you don't get to leave here and go bang chicks and do drugs. You have to stay home with your parents and grandma.
Can you imagine though getting drafted one of the top however many and then just going to bed in your childhood bed like nothing happened?
Yep.
Because you're quarantined, like, well, what are you going to do?
They'll mail you a hat, though, so don't feel too bad.
Oh, okay. That makes it so much better. Worth it.
Yep. You get something. Something's always better than nothing. I mean, kind of live by that motto.
Granted, you are going to be a professional football player, so in the long run, it is worth it, but still.
Yep. But, just thinking about, like, all the hard work, making it there, and you're so excited, and it's like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, they'll be fine, but I'm looking forward to watching it. Supposedly football's still on schedule to start at the correct time, but they're saying right now, like, their off season workouts are, they're all virtual right now, and they're all supposed to sign up virtually or something. It's
into Zoom at this time. Yep. We're going to work out together.
It's going to be a weird NFL season, especially Gronk came out of retirement and joined Brady in the Buccaneers.
Did he really?
Yeah. The Buccaneers are going to be terrible, and I want to call it right now. Everybody thinks they're going to be in the Super Bowl now against the Chiefs, and I'm like, nah, bro. Tom Brady's 40. Gronk is two or three hits away from never playing again, so we'll see. We shall see. But I don't have high hopes for him. I don't have high hopes for the Giants either, so we got Giants have another 1 or 2 years to get their poop together. See if we can't turn it around, folks. And the Lakers, who are going to be championship contending, are just on pause, which sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is one of my favorite seasons as a Laker fan ever. It was right up there with some of those Kobe years, and it just sucks. Still, like, following LeBron and all them on Instagram. They're just like, hey, LeBron's actually a lot quieter than he was.
Will they finish the season out?
It hasn't been said or nothing. They've asked the players to start taking pay cuts, so, yep, they're taking pay cuts.
I wonder how that went over.
Well, they're taking pay cuts. Even the NBA's player union said it was okay. They were like, yeah, we should take pay cuts since we're not playing.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's weird.
Do they take pay cuts during off season?
They don't get paid during the off season. They get game checks. That's how they get paid. Even Tom Brady's multi-million-dollar tail-end gets paid. I think it's either after the game or before the game, you get your weekly check.
Huh.
So Tom Brady's checks are like 20 or 30 million, but...
never mind. I was going to say, that must suck to like have to budget your money out all year, but if your check is $30 million every week, then it doesn't matter.
his would be 20 million divided by 17, sorry. They don't get paid during training camp. They only get paid during the games. Now the players that don't make the team, they get paid during training camp and all this other stuff. And they all get a bunch of stipends. And I know NBA players, like when they go on the road, they get handed money from the coach. It's like, you know, $200 to go eat and do all that business for every night there.
Oh, yeah.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it
per diem.
It doesn't come out of their paychecks.
God, that's insane.
I've read stories about like Kobe and LeBron being like, I don't need this, and giving it to the, you know, the poor guys on the end of the bench that are only making $800,000.
Well, that's good.
It's kind of interesting.
Why don't you just tip the people you're going out and eating with?
Because they're not friends with them. They're friends with the guy that's sitting on the back of the bus doing stuff for them.
Yeah, I guess
carrying
that's true.
Their bags and all that business. But yeah, it's pro athlete paychecks would be so weird. I cannot imagine getting a paycheck for $1 million. I'd be like,
yeah,
just pass out and die. Be craziness. But yeah, I am excited. Hopefully football starts. I think. Ugh. Anyways, we're just now in May. We're not even to May yet, so I need to take a deep breath.
When does football usually start?
Well, there's an off season workout that starts in May. It's like 2 weeks or 1 week, and then after the draft, you have it's called a rookie mini camp. There's all the rookies are supposed to do something in June or May. And after that, but it actually preseason actually starts in August.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean,
but you're talking about no practices and all that kind of stuff too. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be all affected. Tom Brady's going to a new place, new thing, new this, and might not even get to practice very much. So
was he traded or did he make that decision on his own?
He made it on his own.
I wonder what his thought process was with that. I've gone to so many Super Bowls. I want to see if I can do it with a crappy team.
I guess. He's 40 years old. Wow.
I mean, he's going to.
He wasn't that great last year. He was okay, but he wasn't great.
Well, and he's going to end up retiring from his great career with this crap team.
Yep.
Like, why would you do that?
I don't know. Boredom.
I guess. Weird. He's
just got an ego on him. He's got a big old ego.
Yeah, he does. He's a weirdo.
Uh-oh. I just got a news. Wendy's is giving out free nuggets.
What?
Every location this Friday. That's Friday, folks. Go get your free wings. That is free Friday.
Nuggets.
Friday the 25th.
Nuggets or wings?
April the 25th. Yeah. Whew.
I haven't had Wendy's in a long time.
Looking forward. I was trying to think. Some beers coming out. There's some more beer stuff. I'm really looking forward to getting Rhody and Chris back on here. It'll be interesting when we're all back in the room together, if that ever happens.
Yeah.
We need someone to demand they do the remote stuff since they both don't want to do it. Remote stuff takes a little bit of tech savvy and some patience.
Rhody and Chris do the remote stuff.
Harass them. Yeah, no. But yeah, this has been another pretty decent episode, might I say.
Yeah.
I can tell you guys that I have a pre-ordered pop from the office, and I pre-ordered another one today, so I'm kind of banging my head on that one, but it's okay. You deal with it.
Angela?
Yep. Went ahead and did it from GameStop.
Which cat is she holding?
The Sprinkles. The dead one. The one Dwight put in the freezer. Spoiler alert. Eh. But no. Big things coming up, hopefully. Hopefully we will. Now, this week is when businesses are supposed to open up around here, so maybe we'll have some stories. You can't go inside, but they're open. Like, you can pull up to Victoria's Secret and say, can you give me 5 pairs of this?
Which is so odd, though. Like, what's the point? I mean, I get that the economy and people need their jobs and whatever, but like, come on.
That is the point. That's the only point, is to get people
then open
back
up
to
the
work.
Distribution centers and put all your people there and then send the stuff on time, in my opinion. I don't need to go sit in the mall parking lot and have someone run my stuff to me.
It's so weird. Yeah, I don't think the malls are going to open back up, but we'll see. I think those are going to be some of the last places to open back up, where you all have to walk around and huddle with each other.
Yeah.
All those places like public transit, big old trains and all that, that's all going to be.
So have buses been running this whole time?
I don't think so.
I thought about that the other day. I don't know what brought it up in my mind, but like,
maybe,
public transportation with the buses and everything. Can you imagine?
No, thanks.
Oh, because there was a DART bus or whatever it is called that got hijacked the other day.
Yeah.
And it was like a whole police chase. That's what made me think of it. So I guess there are some buses somewhere running, but
I'm sure they have rules and regulations and they can only sit one person per whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's quite spread out, but yep. So.
So yeah.
Interesting. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to another unentertaining episode. We love you guys. We will see you next week. We'll have some new stuff. And
yay.
I'm going to bring a new game. Yeah. We're going to entertain the hell out of you.
Woohoo.
We love you. Y'all have a good whatever it is you're doing, night, morning, evening. Take it easy.